This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family, his companions, and his followers until the Day of Judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his last and final messenger. My brothers and sisters, last week, or early this week on Monday, we celebrated the Day of Ashura, and we fasted the Day of Ashura. And we get to know that the Day of Ashura is the day which is also known as the Passover, is all the day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Moses and his people from Fir'aun. And that a day that we celebrate every year since the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's so ironic that this day comes in such time. I personally don't know any nation or any religion celebrate a special day in another religion. I mean, you think about it, there is no other religion will recognize Eid al-Adha, or Eid al-Fitr, or the Day of Badr, or the Day of al-Hijrah, or the Day of al-Isra' al-Mi'raj, or one of these fundamental days or main days that we have as Muslims. When you look and you see how much this religion, declaring that it is the natural inhabitor of all the religions before it, and it's the natural extent for all these messages that came before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a day where a fundamental change happened to humanity. That's why it's so important for us as a nation. As we fasted that day, it just not became just a ritual, an empty ritual, does not have an impact on our thoughts and our behavior, and reflect upon what fasting that day, recognizing that day as an important day, means to us. And that led me to think and reflect upon Musa, Prophet Moses, and his message and what happened to him that day before and after. The day when Allah saved him from Fir'aun. It is an interesting observation that you might come across or you can come up with. And these are few that I had myself. Number one, إِنَّهُ رَبْطٌ بَيْنَ الْأُمَمِ بَعْضِهَا بِبَعْضٍ وَلَوْ اِخْتَلَفَتِ الْأَنْسَابُ وَاللُّغَاتِ وَتَبَاعَدَتِ السَّنَوَاتِ. This is a day where connect nations to each other, would connect people from different, generations to each other. We can't live isolated from the past, and we cannot just live in the past. Whoever do not reflect on what happened in the past are doomed to repeat the same mistakes and will not be successful in building on the previous experience. I'm not necessarily saying that history repeats itself, but I pretty much agree with those who, or the person who said, history not necessarily repeat itself, but it rhymes. And that's very true. قَدْ لَا يُعِيدُ التَّارِيخِ نَفْسَهُ بِحَذَافِيرِهِ لَكِنَّهُ يَتَشَابَهُ. And especially, our ummah as the Muslim ummah, and the people of the book, the Jews and Christians before us. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us on many occasions that this ummah will follow the footsteps of Ahlul Kitab. To the extent Ibn Abbas said, قَالَ لَا أَدْرِي هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ تَعْبُدُ الْعِجْلَ أَمْ لَا. Ibn Abbas said that, I'm not sure if part of this ummah will also make a calf and they will worship it, like what happened before. So it's so important to observe, to see the good and the bad and the ugly, and to learn from it. Also, this incident, يربي على محبة الخير في قلوب المؤمنين للخير وكره الظلم والفرح بالعدل. It's interesting that this is a day which teach us to love goodness and to hate injustice, and to love and to support what is right and what is correct, even if it has happened to people who don't relate to us, who are not part of our faith, who are not part of our culture, who're not part of our, you know, related to us through lineage. But I'm happy that the people of Moses, the children of Israel, were saved in that day. And that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam celebrated. And Musa was saved that day. And he was happy for that. He was happy for the end of the injustice of Pharaoh and his people. And that's something that we should, as a Muslim ummah, to learn to adopt and to be very clear and proud of, that I will stand against injustice happen everywhere or anywhere to anyone. And I will support what is right and what's correct, no matter who the person is. Even if that person, someone fundamentally I disagree with. But if that's correct, it is correct. And that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described us as ummah wasat, لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. You witness over people. What that means? You witness and testify that this is right and this is wrong. And what's right, I will support, and what's wrong, I will oppose. إِنَّ هَذَا الْيَوْمِ يُذَكِّرْ أُمَّتَنَا بِمَعْنَى الْأُخُوَّةِ الْإِيمَانِيَّةِ وَأَنَّهَا أَقْوَى مِنْ رَابِطَةِ النَّسَبِ. This also reminds us the strongest tie that connect us together is that we are brother and sisters in faith. That we connected by the tie, by the name of God, by the name of Allah, by the love for the sake of Allah. That's much stronger from being from the same, you know, any type of nationalism or any type of ethnic groups or anything like that. Which is fine. We might be ethnically connected or related to each other's or some common culture, but what's the strongest tie that can ever be, you know, exist between two individuals or groups is the tie through faith. And this tie will never vanish, will never end, and still we connected to Musa after all these generations, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam connected to him after all these years and centuries, and we do the same. And that's something that we should learn as Muslims, is to love one another and to care for one another and to make sure that when we deal with each other, we deal with each other for the sake of Allah, the Almighty, our Creator. Also, this is a reminder that no matter how powerful injustice look like, no matter how big army they have, powerful soldiers and machineries or war machineries that they have, no matter how, you know, big number of supporters or money or whatever, or dynasty or civilization, if that civilization and that country and that government and that individual is, he based his power on injustice, abusing other, it will come to an end at one point. What Fir'aun did to the children of Israel have led to the destructions of Fir'aun, because injustice will never prevail. And justice eventually will prevail. And that what will create stability in any society. إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ عَلَى فِي الْأَرْضِ وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيَعًا يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. He's a corrupt, Allah says. He used to kill the children. And he used to keep the woman or the daughters so they will be used by his people when they grow older. And he didn't want to kill all the children of Israel at that time. One year he will kill all the boys, and one year he will spare them. And not sparing them because he likes them. No, he spared them because he wants to use them as slave, as labor. So he will not run out of slaves and cheap laborers. Also this day, to remind us that don't, as I said earlier, yani, don't ever be tempted by how powerful yani, injustice looks like, or people who are abusers, you know, look like. And I want to take this from the individual level to the countries and nations level. Sometimes people get in relationships and there is an abuser in the relationship. And you think because that person is so powerful, maybe the abuser is your spouse. And you think he has so much money, he has so much power, he's very strong, he's very popular. Whatever strength that it might appear to you, that you think that this is will make him go away with it. You know what? At one day, he will lose and will be exposed. And one day, those who are weak, who are unfairly treated, Allah will grant them success and will grant them, you know, victory. And if it is not in this day, it will be in the next life. وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah says, we want to show our favor upon those who've been abused by Pharaoh and his people. And we will give them power. We will make them inherit the land of Pharaohs. وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا. And we will let Pharaoh and his people see with their eyes مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ, what they feared the most, which is Allah will give them power over them. قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاصْبِرُوا. Musa told his people, seek aid from Allah, be patient. إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ يُورِثُهَا إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. This land belonged to Allah, to the creator of this earth. And he will give it to whomever he wishes. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the outcome will be always great for the people of taqwa, the people of piety. It is also a reminder for us that Allah plots against the plotting of the disbelievers, the plotting of the abusers, the plotting of the corrupt ones. Allah yamkur bil makirin wa yamkur bil kafirin. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plots against them, there is no way for them to survive. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in relation to this, in many ways, فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُوا أَنْ اِقْذِفِيهِ فِي التَّابُوتِ فَاقْذِفِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ فَلْيُلْقِهِ الْيَمُّ بِالسَّاحِلِ يَأْخُذْهُ عَدُوٌّ لِي وَعَدُوٌّ لَهُ. That Allah said to Musa's mother, put your boy in a casket and threw him in the river. He will be picked by his enemy. He will be raised by his enemy, only to come back to destroy them. So can you imagine how Allah plot against Pharaohs? He made them raise the one that who will kill him in the eventually in the end. Allah's plan is way more beyond any one of us can even imagine. فَالْتَقَطَهُ آلُ فِرْعَوْنَ لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ إِشْ. Allah says that he, Fir'aun picked him for what? لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ عَدُوًّا وَحَزَنًا. To be, end up their enemy and hazan. We hear so many people very negative about what they see today. You don't know. So many things appear as if it is bad, but it ends up as something good in the end. What determines that is how good and fair and just and righteous you are in your actions. Also, this makes us always have trust in Allah's wisdom. Sometimes I see people when they deal with injustice in the world, as if they feel injustice happen in the absence of God. When we see the injustice happen in our society and around the world, and innocent people die, and innocent people get abused, and people just, you know, so much social injustice happen in our neighborhood and around us, inside the families, I want you to always remember that this doesn't happen in the absence of God or Allah. But He has His timeline. He has His plan, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for you. But you need to be patient and to know that أَنَّ النَّصْر مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Victory comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes He brings the victory through the hands of the believers, and sometimes with in a way that is never expected, like what he did to Musa and his people. فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ. Allah says to Muhammad ﷺ and to all of us, isn't Allah is the most sufficient one for you? Your creator is the most sufficient one. the one who will take care of you. The day of Ashura reminds us of something interesting too. Allah says to Musa, when you speak to Pharaoh, when you talk to Pharaoh and his soldiers and his lieutenants, فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. Speak to him in a nice way, gently, that he might change. He might be reminded. He might change. Maybe a change of heart happened to him. That teach us that no matter how much you think of your enemy or someone that you hate so much or someone that you see as something so bad, as a very bad person or a very bad entity, you've still been ordered by Allah to speak nicely and been ordered by Allah to still put the effort to give the da'wah, to call, to be nice, and not to give up that. Also, this day of Ashura, when I reflect upon the story of Musa, it shows us the importance of cooperation, working together. You can't do it in your own. You can't do it yourself. You need your brothers. You need your sisters. You need allies. You need help. Even if you are Moses, with all these miracles that Allah giving Musa, still Musa says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what? قَالَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةً مِّن لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي وَاجْعَلْ لِي وَزِيرًا مِّنْ أَهْلِي. He says, Ya Allah, give me one of my family member, which is my brother, Harun, to help me. With all the power, Allah speaks to him directly. Allah says, وَلْتُصْنَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي. I raised you I raised you, Ya Musa. I took good care of you until I raised you to be in this stage and that age. With all this, Musa still needs his brother. So anyone think that I can make it on my own and I don't need any help is wrong. Need to remember what Musa said. The death story remind us also, no matter how material, materialistic things that you have. Maybe you have money, you have followers, you have fame, you have status, you have political status, social status, whatever it is. Too many followers, whatever power you have. You still need the power of God. That's why Musa says, Oh Allah, open my heart. Oh Allah, aid me. Oh Allah, enable me. He's still begging his Lord, praying to his Lord. And that gives you a sense of humility. Because so easy when you're so powerful to be arrogant. And I will say, one of the biggest problems comes sometimes with religiosity. واحدة من أكبر مشاكل التي قد تحدث للمتدينين الكبر والغرور. One of the biggest problems that can face religious people is that they become arrogant. Because when you become a religious, you think that, you know what, God on my side. So I became like, you know, I speak on his behalf. And I became arrogant. And that's so dangerous. Religion, as much as it can make you humble and down to earth, can make you so arrogant. So you have to be careful. One of the ways to take that arrogance away is always to turn to Allah, always to pray to him, always to show your weakness. And you say, this is only by your favor, my Lord. And this is only because of your guidance, only because of your help and aid. The day of Ashura reminded us of Musa when he admitted his mistake in front of his enemy. In front of his enemy, Pharaoh. He told Pharaoh, yes, I killed the Egyptian. And I ran away from the country. I admit it. I made a mistake. قَدْ فَعَلْتُهَا. I did it while I was ignorant. قَالَ وَأَنَا مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. Admitting your mistakes will never lower you. It will elevate you. People who admit their mistakes, only strong people. Weak people cannot admit their mistakes, cannot face their mistakes. The day of Ashura remind us that we don't ever be tempted or deceived by empty slogans and words and big words that carry no meaning in reality. Why? Pharaoh, what he used to say? Pharaoh say, قَالَ لِلْمَلَإِ حَوْلَهُ إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. He is a magician about Moses. يُرِيدُ أَن يُخْرِجَكُم مِّنْ أَرْضِكُمْ بِسِحْرِهِ فَمَاذَا تَأْمُرُونَ. He wants to use his magic to put spell on you. إِنَّ رَسُولَكُمْ الَّذِي أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ لَمَجْنُونَ. He's crazy. And you know, in order for you to be a magician at that time, you have to study a lot. Then the next things he said, he's a crazy. Yani, two contradicting statements. Either he is crazy, insane, or he's a scholar and magicians and all this knowledge. But whatever sticks. Through all these, you know, accusations. And he said, إِنِّي أَخْشَىٰ أَن يُبَدِّلَ دِينَكُمْ أَوْ أَن يُظْهِرَ فِي الْأَرْضِ الْفَسَادِ. I care about your religion. He's telling his people, Pharaoh, Moses will spread corruptions on earth. I care about human rights. I care about minorities' rights. I care about this. If these words do not represent on reality into actions, that means it's just empty words, have no values, we should not be tempted by. Because that's what Pharaoh did through his media propaganda. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who reflect and learn and grow. أَقُولُ مَا سَمِعْتُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. The Dif Ashura tells us أن الإنسان يبتلى ثم يمكن وغالبا لا يمكن إلا بعد الابتلاء. الإمام أحمد was asked, would the person became a leader then be tested? He said, no. You tested first, then you become a leader. You go through hardship and calamities and challenges, then you become a leader. Allah says in the Quran, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. When they were patient and they strong in facing calamities and dealt with it in a perfect way, Allah made them later leaders. And look to any successful businessman that you hear today about today. Look at even successful marriages, even successful communities. They did not come just like that. It's a lot of struggle, a lot of hard work led to success. You know, the only time I always say that, the only time success comes before work in dictionary. That's the only time you find it. But in real life, you have to work hard in order for you to achieve success. You have to be patient. The day of Ashura reminds us that arrogance and kufr goes hand to hand. I can't understand until this moment Moses with his people coming to the sea split, they walk through the water, and Pharaoh is watching and his soldiers. Then the dumb man, he just followed. And I mean, if you see that, go back to your home. Khalas, they even leaving you and your country. Just leave it. He thinks that he came. And after this, what you want more than that? It's so clear, but arrogance. Blind make you blind. Make you can't see. That's why they said, وَقَالُوا مَهْمَا تَأْتِنَا بِهِ مِنْ آيَةٍ. No matter what you say, no matter what you show us, no matter what miracles you have, no matter what you say, we will never believe in you. And there is a lot of people like that today. No matter how much you explain to them the truth, give them facts, show them the data, show them pictures and images, and you show them every evidence that you have. No. Arrogance. That's not the way of the believers. I will end with this. When the Prophet ﷺ heard that Moses celebrated this day, and the Jews after him celebrated that day when he was saved, he said, we have more rights over Moses. That's also a prophet of us. We believe in him. And he celebrated that by fasting. And he added even one more day fasting. to it. And that shows you that our celebrations of great victory is not just by dancing and eating and drinking, and that's also, it comes in a form of worship, praying, and in a form of ritual, a form of getting down on your knees and you pray to your Lord. And shows your servitude to Allah. And it shows you that as-siyam is one of the greatest way of showing your gratefulness to Allah. And from this, some ulama said, any day that is so special, and you want to thank Allah, even if personal to you, and you want to fast as a form of thank you to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that could be. There's too many lessons. But I hope today you learn that these big incidents in history, it just should not pass by like that. Just a historical or a story that we read. But something that we read to learn, to be inspired by. And that's the reason why it was mentioned. That's why Moses was mentioned in the Quran more than any other prophet. 136 times in the Quran, the story of Moses. There's no prophet was mentioned as many as Musa alayhi salam. Because there is so many to learn from his life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who follow his footsteps. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring peace and justice to the land of the Holy Land. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us also just and fair in all our affairs. And I ask Allah to forgive our sins and to guide our hearts and to protect us and our family and to bless us and our country and to bless our family, our business, our wealth, and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all our shortcomings. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم إنا نسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أن تلطف بعبادك المستضعفين في فلسطين وفي العراق وفي كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنا نسألك نصرك اللهم إنا نسأل نصرك وتأييدك وقوتك لنا ولأهلنا أجمعين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ودعاء لا يرفع ونفس لا تشبع وعين لا تدمع نعوذ بك من هؤلاء جميعا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام نعوذ بك من ولد السوء وزوج السوء ونعوذ بك من عاقبة السوء يا حي يا قيوم اللهم قنا وأولادنا شر الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم يا حي يا قيوم ارحم موتانا اللهم ارحم موتانا اللهم ارحم موتانا اللهم إلا لنا من أصحابنا وإخواننا في جاليتنا من مات له قريب وعزيز اللهم فاغفر له وارحمهم يا حي يا قيوم وعافهم واعف عنهم وارفع درجاتهم في جنات النعيم اللهم اشف كل مريض اللهم اشف كل مريض وعاف كل مبتلى اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وقوموا للصلاة يرحمكم الله.